All right, we're going to travel to Running Springs today. Running Springs is a city of 4,661 people. That's quite a few. It's nestled in the San Bernardino Mountains, located off of Highway 18 and Highway 330. It's accessible to Lake Arrowhead, Arrow Bear, Green Valley Lake, and Big Bear. It is the closest community to the Snow Valley Mountain Resort. It's at an elevation of 6,000 feet, so they get snow. They don't have any primary industry, but a lot of service ones focus more for the tourist market, so they are hit hard when the tourists can't come up there due to the pandemic or economic issues or environmental issues. It also has a summer camp called Pali Adventures, which also has an outdoor education program known as the Pali Institute. Along with Green Valley Lake and Arrow Bear, it has become a bedroom community, primarily for people who work in the cities down below the mountain, but prefer to live away from the smog and pollution in a more quieter neighborhood. It's a community of the Rim of the World, an inhabited stretch of the San Bernardino National Forest. The Rim extends from Crestline to Big Bear, a distance of 30 miles. The overall crime grade is C. And the history, it began with logging in 1890 and was called the Hunsaker Flats. Immigrants started moving to the orange groves of Redlands, needing the logging industry for box crates and building lumber from the mountains. So the Highland Lumber Company, which later became the Brookings Lumber Company, did most of the logging from Running Springs to Green Valley Lake. They used to transport logs to the mill located in what is now Fredalba and Smiley Park, south of Running Springs. Lumber was hauled down the City Creek Toll Road, which later became Highway 330. After logging died down in the 1920s, property investors began purchasing land for subdivisions for vacation properties and camps. As the population in the cities below grew, San Bernardino Mountains became a destination for recreation and year-round living. Their motto is "Come and discover the majesty of the Running Springs area, the gateway to the San Bernardinos." So, Father, we pray. We pray for a spirit of repentance to fall upon the believers in this area and on the unbelievers, that they would repent and turn to God and experience transformed lives by the gospel. We pray for healing, deliverance from bondages. We pray for boldness for those who know you, that they would share their faith and look for ways to do it creatively. We pray, God, that the churches, Springs of Life Church, Calvary Chapel Running Springs, Running Springs Assembly of God, Rim of the World Church, and St. Anne in the Mountains Catholic Church and Retreat Center will come together and do something of prayer to bring revival, that they would unite in prayer. We pray for intercessors to rise up and take a hold of this place and pray until they see revival. Pray until the people are awakened. We pray, Father, for the city council, that it would oversee San Bernardino County. It's governed by that it would oversee this area along with the other bedroom communities, Green Valley Lake and Arrow Bear, and help them to grow back economically and build back their tourism. We pray for Charles Hoffman Elementary, which is in Running Springs. We pray for the teachers, the administration, that they will not fall prey to the LGBTQ, that the parents would stand up against any books and anything that leads towards confusion. Gender confusion and all of that, and the CRT training as well. The crime is D, violent crime, and it occurs every 2 days, which is rather often. Property crime is B-, and other crime is D+. The top crime issues are vandalism, 9%, burglary, 5%, drug crimes at 4%, and vehicle theft and assault at 3%. The current COVID stats, they have 48 cases as of today. So we pray those numbers go down, and along with crime decreases, that people would have reformation in their area because their lives are changed by Jesus. We also pray for the safety of people visiting the areas to hike, to mountain bike, to ski, to snowboard, and just to enjoy a traveling adventure to these beautiful mountains. We pray, God, that you would touch the lives of the people because you love them and you want them to come. When you were here, you said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." And you were discouraged when you would do things and people didn't. And God, we know that repentance means a change of heart and mind. But we know it's by your Holy Spirit that causes those changes. So we pray that such a manifestation of your changes will happen in this area. The churches will feel revived, encouraged, and blessed. The people working there especially. And that they would not do it themselves, but others would assist them. We thank you, God, in advance for the revival that will happen in Running Springs.